Hello, listeners of AC English. Welcome back.
欢迎大家收听由一席文化出品的《老外来了》。This is 翩翩。
And this is David.
今天呢，又是美国大学系列节目。
Today we'll talk about what universities look for in college students.
那我们今天呢，要聊一聊美国的大学最看重本科生什么呢？或者说，美国大学在哪些方面会着力培养本校的本科生？
Right, and I think a good place to start is to consider what a university's goal may be.
That's definitely a good point. 咱们先得看美国大学的目标是什么哈。So what are universities aiming for?
I'd say that the first thing most universities aim for is a hardworking and a diverse student body.
那很多美国大学都是提倡 study hard, play hard, right?
Yeah.
学习一定是要努力的。那美国大学追求的这个 a diverse student body, 这是什么呀？
Exactly. So a diverse student body is...a community of students who are interested in a lot of different subjects and careers.
也就是说 a diverse student body 就是多样性的一个学生的生源。那或者说生源的构成呢是比较多样的。
Right, and I could see a lot of diversity even on my floor at UCLA. So, in the first week I got there, I met...a jazz musician, and then like a bunch of pre-med students, coders, and then even like a news column writer.
就是 David 一进这个 UCLA, 大一刚开学的第一个周就见识到了各种的人才哈，比如说有这个 jazz musician, 就是爵士音乐人呐、还有一些 pre-med students, 就是一些医学的预科生以及 coders, 程序员还有 news column writer, 就是新闻专栏作家，这些都是一些在校的大学本科生。
Yeah, and people also have a lot of like very unique talents. So for example, one of my friends can play blind chess, which means that he can memorize the board and then play without looking at it.
Wow, 这个学校里面还有会下盲棋的哈。其实我先生就有一位朋友，他们父子俩呢也是这样，就是 they can memorize the board.能记住棋盘，所以呢，可以就是 play blind chess, 下盲棋。
Yeah, so I found that a lot of people in these colleges have a lot of very like unique talents.
Unique talents. 可以说有很多大学生都是有一些功夫在身上的。
Yeah, yeah.
So why specifically would colleges aim for diversity? 美国大学为什么想要这种多样化的学生生源呢？
Well, when you have a diverse group of students who areall going to different careers, there's a higher chance that your overall student body will have accomplishments in all of those career paths.
Exactly. 就是说这个 diversity leads to many different career paths.
Right, right.
这个多样性会让学生走向不同的职业路径。
Exactly. A career path is a group of jobs that use the same skills.So when you have a group of students that are interested in a lot of different things, you end up having an accomplished student body that can make a global impact in a lot of different career fields after they graduate.
这个是基于长远考虑的，就是学生毕业之后呢，会走向不同的行业。如果都是很有成就的话，就明显就会增加本校的 global impact, 全球影响力。I've heard that Ivy League, 就是常春藤 schools, have many students like that.
Yeah, colleges want to develop these kinds of students, so that they can improve their brand, right?
大学都希望有这种学生来 improve their brand, 提升自己的品牌价值哈。
Yeah, so a school like Harvard, right? Everyone knows Harvard is like a great example.
哈佛大学就是一个非常好的一个例子。
Yeah, so since Harvard has a lot of people like Mark Zuckerberg as alumni, that increases the name value of the school and can lead to more and more applications.
所以呢，哈佛大学比如说有类似于扎克伯格这样的 alumni, 就非常能增加 the name value of Harvard.这个 alumni 是什么呢？校友吗？
Yeah, so an alumni is a college's former student. And alumni are important because they sort of reflect the value of a school's education and because they can also offer resources or donations to current students.
Okay, I see. So alumni, 校友非常重要，因为一方面可以提升学校的 brand 或者说 name value, 而且呢还会给学校 offer 一些资源呀，或者是 donations, 一些经济捐赠什么之类的。
For sure.
So colleges want students with diverse interests and ideas. 美国大学呢是希望学生们有多样的兴趣和想法。But how do colleges actually develop the students? 大学是怎么往这个方向培养学生的呢？
Well, at college, most of the time, it's very, very easy to switch your major. And your major, right, is the current subject that you are studying.
首先呢在美国大学换专业很简单 It's very easy to switch your major.
And colleges do this because they know that students, you know, change their minds a lot. So、
mm-hmm.
this makes it so that, you know, students can easily change plans for their career. And so also they have a higher chance of finding a career path that they're passionate about.
这样的话就是因为大学生本身就还不是很定性，那么这样的话呢，更方便学生找到自己的专长所在，找到自己那个 passion， 非常的 flexible 哈。你身边有换专业的朋友吗 ，David？
Yeah, yeah. So actually, just a few weeks ago, one of my friends changed his major from psychology to computational biology.
哦，那换专业的话都要走什么程序呢
？So actually, all he had to do was fill out like a short form, and then he just sent it to like.One of the school email addresses.
That's it? 就填一个简短的表格、yeah. 然后发邮件给学校就换了这个专业就。
Yeah, well, for some majors, it can be more difficult to switch majors, but for most、huh. of them, it's very, very simple.
Wow, the process seems very simple. 换专业的这个程序也太容易了哈。So how do students find out if they want to switch their majors? 就是学生怎么知道自己该换专业呢？或者说该换成什么专业呢？
Well, most colleges have general education requirements, and these are a set of basic classes of many、mm-hmm. different subjects. So there's like,musicology, political、mm-hmm. science, just anything. And these are required for everyone.
学生怎么有机会知道自己该学什么呢？关键在于就是美国学校规定的一种要求，就是每个学生都必须要参加这个 general education, 就是通识课程，比如说什么音乐学呀、政治学呀等等、right?
Yeah, and these classes can really help people decide if they want to switch majors.
就是上着上着就知道自己喜欢什么科目了。Does everyone take the same general education courses? 大家上的通识课都一样吗？
No, so there's usually hundreds of general education classes、mm-hmm. and they're all of like different categories, right? So there's like science、yeah. And then English general education、mm-hmm. courses. And students are just required to take a certain number of each category before they graduate.、Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But as long as they meet this requirement, they can take whatever general ed classes they want.
也就是说学校里开设几百种 general education classes、mm-hmm. 然后不同种类的哈就是 different categories 学生毕业之前呢必须要从不同的 category 里面选一定数量的课上完几课这个好像我们中国大学也是这样的、mm-hmm. So why do colleges do general education? 学校开通识课的目的是什么呢
So general education is just for students to get a more well-rounded education、
mm-hmm.
And it's also there just for students to be able to, you know, explore their interests.
你身边有人通过这种通识课而发现自己兴趣所在的学生吗？
Actually, I do. So one of my friends recently took a sociology general education、mm-hmm. class. And sociology is the field of, like, human interactions.
Yeah.
And after taking the class, she decided to add sociology as a minor to her economics major.
啊，那专业呢，叫做 major.辅修专业呢叫 minor, 对吧 Students can also have the choice to add a minor to their major studies.
Exactly. And a minor is just like a major, but with less requirements.
那双专业不可以吗不能做这个 double major 吗
Oh yeah, so you can also do a double major, but、mm-hmm. that does have like double the requirements. So it's often a lot harder.
哎，那美国大学里面是不是还有很多的这种课外活动就是 activities outside of class?
Yeah, so those are called extracurriculars, right? So the、uh-huh. activities outside of academics. And these are actually a huge focus at colleges as well.
课外活动在大学里面呢叫做 extracurriculars. 这个呢也是美国大学非常重视的一个 focus. 为什么呢呀
Like we said before, colleges are、uh-huh. looking to have a diverse student body, right?、
Uh-huh.
And extracurriculars are sort of like a more fun way for students to learn about new careers and meet other people with similar interests.
通过这个 extracurriculars, 学生呢能碰到这种志趣相投的人对吧组建一些这种 organizations 或者说 clubs.
Yeah, yeah. So Colleges really want students to make organizations and make connections with others so that they even set aside money to support these student organizations. And they also offer like counselors to help every single student club.
啊，那校方会提供这个 aside money， 就是资金支持哈，还会有一些 counselors， 就指导老师。那这个 extracurriculars 就是各种社团和组织吗？
Right. So extracurriculars are really useful for showing what students are actually passionate about、mm-hmm. because you know they're not mandatory, right?
They are not mandatory. 就是这个不是强制的哈，就是它比这个通识课还要不强制。It is not required, not mandatory, right?
Yeah. So it's like kind of different from a class, right? Like if、yeah. a student spends time in a music club, even though it's not、uh-huh. required, then、yeah. you know that they're probably like really passionate about music.
Yeah, true. So extracurricular events 是一个寻找同类的好地方，因为你就是不是学校要求的，你也不用考试，但你都愿意去花时间的话，这说明你真的是超级喜欢这个，对吧、mm-hmm.
And that's exactly what colleges want students to do, right?、
Mm-hmm.
So because after you meet people with similar interests, that can lead to, you know,collaborations, and then all of those、mm-hmm. contribute to a more diverse college community.
Yeah, 兴趣一致的同学呢就能一起合作搞点什么。
Yeah, so my jazz musician friend was actually able to meet a lot of other people that are passionate、mm-hmm. about music through extracurriculars.、
Mm-hmm.
And even within like the first few weeks of school, he was able、yeah. to meet people and then join a small band that...
Whoa. Goes
out and performs on weekends.
Wow, 是吗？开头我们提到那位爵士音乐人都通过这个 extracurriculars 认识到了一群人，然后组建了一个 band， 周末都能出去表演了。这个方式真的太棒了哈，就是值得我们借鉴。通过 general education 通识课呀，以及这个 extracurriculars 课外活动，那让学生呢可以从学术以及兴趣上找到自己的兴趣所在，从而能够建立美国大学最看重的这种学生生源。多样性。
Yeah, I think so too. If students can really take advantage of these college resources,、mm-hmm. I think they can definitely use their college education to find the right career path for them to contribute to in the future.
Yeah, exactly. 那听众朋友们，听完今天的节目，你了解到了什么呢？有什么想法吗？欢迎留言告诉我们。
Yeah, let us know. What should I say? Be like, please comment any thoughts you guys have.
Yeah, 那我们今天的节目呢就到这里。Have a nice day.
See you next time. Bye. Your masquerade. I don't wanna be a part of your parade. Everyone deserves a chance to walk with everyone else.